안녕하십니까? 2026학년도 7월 고3 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2026학년도 7월 고3 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. This is Ms. Gray, your school librarian. As you know, our library facilities are outdated, and many of you have pointed out the need for improvements. To better serve your needs, we will be renovating the library during summer vacation. Renovations will begin on July 20th and be completed by August 10th. During that period, the library will be closed. We understand this may cause some inconvenience, especially for those who planned to use the library during vacation. But these improvements will ensure we provide a better library for everyone. Thank you for your understanding.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy, you don't look happy. What's bothering you?
Hey, Daniel. I'm frustrated because my blog isn't attracting readers.
I like your blog, but I think the layout could be improved a bit.
Really? Could you tell me what I should change?
I think your heading should stand out more.
What do you mean by that?
Well, right now your headings look almost the same as the body text.
You mean readers might not notice where each section begins?
Exactly. If you make your headings more distinct, people will be able to read your blog more easily.
Okay, so I should work on the headings.
Right. Making the headings clearly different from the text is a good way to catch readers' attention.
Thanks. I'll change that right away.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is Kelly from Wellness Talk. Today, Many people feel lonely even when living in big cities. But here's something simple that helps. Research shows that small interactions with your neighbors can reduce loneliness. You don't need to have deep conversations or close relationships with them. Even simple actions like saying hello or waving to your neighbor can help you feel more connected to those around you. These brief moments of contact remind people that they are not alone. Everyday interactions show that you are part of a shared space and a community. If you want to support your well-being this week, start with one small greeting. It truly makes a difference. Hi, Mark. Is this where we're going to hold the planting activity for kids?
Hey, Emma. Yes, I thought this area would be perfect.
Yeah, it's nice. And I like the planting activity sign with the flower image on it.
Thanks. It'll help people find us easily.
And the round table next to the sign will also be helpful.
I agree. I put a box of seeds on top of it. There are many kinds of seeds in the box.
So then students can choose which seeds they want to plant.
Exactly. And I placed two chairs under the tree for parents to sit in while watching their kids.
Good idea. I also see the stripe-patterned mat on the ground.
Right. It gives the kids a space to work.
Perfect. Everything looks ready.
Thanks. I hope so. Honey, I'm glad we can host a retirement party for Ms. Kim.
Me too. I'm so excited to throw the barbecue party tomorrow. Do you think everything's ready?
Yes, but let's go over what we've done.
Sure. I ordered some pork online. It's supposed to arrive tomorrow morning.
Great. I took out the grill from the garage and cleaned it. What about reminding our guests?
I already did it. I sent out a text to remind everyone, and they all responded. Did you put the beverages in the refrigerator?
Not yet, but I will put soda and iced tea in the refrigerator to keep them cold. Can you arrange the chairs in the backyard?
No problem. I'll do that later.
Thanks. I think we're all set. Welcome to Riverside Art Museum. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to buy tickets.
Sure. We have general admission tickets and all-access tickets. With the all-access ticket, you can visit the special exhibition.
All right. How much are tickets?
General admission is $8. And all-access is $10.
I see. I'll take 3 all-access tickets.
Great. Would you like audio guides? They're $5 each.
2 will be fine.
Okay, so that's 3 all-access tickets and 2 audio guides. Is that correct?
Yes. By the way, is there any discount?
Yes. We offer a 10% discount off the total for local residents.
Wonderful. We're locals.
Awesome. May I see your ID cards, please?
Of course. And I'll pay by credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 도예 워크숍에 참가할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Noah. I heard you won't be attending the pottery workshop this Saturday.
Hey, Michelle. Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it.
Why not? Is the workshop too expensive?
No, the fee is fine, and I had already prepared all the tools I needed for the pottery.
Then, is it because you didn't finish your new project?
No, I finished it.
Are you volunteering at the dog shelter on Saturdays?
No, that's on Sundays.
Then what's the matter?
I have to take my grandfather to the hospital on Saturday.
Oh, I hope he's all right.
Thank you.
8번 대화를 듣고 블루베리 피킹 이벤트에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sienna. Have you heard about the blueberry picking event that's coming up?
That sounds interesting. Where is it being held?
It's at the Sunshine Family Farm. Do you want to go?
I'd love to. When is it?
It starts on July 10th and ends on July 29th. How about we go next Saturday?
That works for me. Do we need a reservation?
Yes, we can make a reservation by filling out a form on the Sunshine Family Farm website.
I see. How much is the entry fee?
There's no entry fee. We only need to pay for the blueberries we pick. They cost $4 per pound.
That's a good deal. Let's go.
Wonderful. See you then.
9번 라이츠 포 와일드 라이프에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This weekend, we are inviting you to attend Lights for Wildlife, a special drone light show supporting endangered animals. The event will take place at Greenhill Park on July 4th, beginning at 9 p.m. A total of 2,000 drones will be used to light up the night sky with images of endangered animals. There will be a designated picnic zone, so feel free to bring your own picnic mat to sit on while you watch the show. Official event t-shirts will be available for purchase on the official website and also at the event site. Sales from the official t-shirts will go to support wildlife rescue centers. To reduce traffic around the park, parking will not be provided on the event day, so please use public transportation. Come join us and help protect animals in need.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 스마트 안경을 고르시오.
Hey, Lucy. Are you still searching for smart glasses?
Yeah, I've narrowed it down, but I'm not sure which one to buy.
Let's go through them together. First, what's your budget?
I don't want to spend more than $120.
Okay. What about the lens style? Rectangle or round?
Round lenses are not my style, and rectangle lenses make me look more professional.
Got it. How about the battery life?
For me, under 5 hours is too short. I attend long meetings online, so I need at least 6 hours.
All right, we're down to 2 choices. One has a blue light filter, and the other doesn't.
I definitely want a blue light filter, since I spend a lot of time on my computer.
Then go with this model.
Sounds good. I'll order it.
21번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alex, tonight is game night. Did you remember to bring the puzzle pieces?
Yes, but I think I left a few pieces at my cousin's place. We did the puzzle there yesterday, so they are probably still there.
Oh no! We need all the pieces to complete the puzzle. Can you go pick them up?
It's so hot today. I'm grabbing a drink from the vending machine. Do you want anything?
Yes, I'd love one. But I'm on a diet. Are there any diet drinks available?
It looks like there are some sugar-free beverages or zero-calorie options to choose from.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Brian. What's wrong?
I still haven't finished making my video project, and it's due next week.
Did you find the background music you're looking for?
Well, I found some, but I'm not sure if there are any copyright issues with it.
Yeah, you can't just use any music. If you're worried about copyright problems, how about creating music using AI tools?
That sounds like a safer option, but I don't know how to do it.
There are a lot of instructional videos online that show you how to make music using AI.
Okay. Do you have any recommendations?
Sure. I'll send you the link to a video I saw a while ago. It shows you how to do it through a simple, step-by-step process.
Thanks, but I'm not sure if I can do that on my own just by watching it.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Oliver. You look tired. Is everything okay?
Not really. I've been preparing the presentation for days, and I stayed up late again last night.
Oh, the one that's due tomorrow morning?
Yes. But my computer crashed while I was working on the slides.
Oh no! Did you lose all of the files?
Well, the IT team helped me recover a few, but most of the slides are gone.
That's terrible. So you'll have to make them again?
Yes, unfortunately. I need to finish the slides by tonight, but my schedule is very tight.
That's going to be tough. Do you want me to help?
I would really appreciate it. That would be a huge help.
If you can come by my office around 7, we can work on them together.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 라이언이 에밀리에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily and Ryan are friends in the English Debate Club. Emily is preparing for an English speech contest scheduled for next Friday. She wants to receive feedback on her speech to improve her delivery. Emily believes Ryan will be able to help her because he has participated in many speech contests. So she asks Ryan if he can meet her this weekend to help her practice. Ryan wants to help Emily, but he has to go out of town to do some volunteer work this weekend, which means he cannot meet Emily on the day she wants. Ryan wants to ask Emily if she could wait until he returns from his volunteer trip. In this situation, what would Ryan most likely say to Emily?
Hello, garden lovers. Have you thought about how nature can take care of your garden? Today, let's talk about animals that can actually help your garden grow strong and healthy. First, we have ants, the tiny gardeners. They loosen the soil so air and water can reach roots, and they recycle dead insects into fertilizer, supporting natural plant growth. Second, spiders may look scary, but they're your garden's silent guards. They catch mosquitoes and flies, keeping your garden balanced and pest-free. Next, lizards help gardens by eating harmful pests and insects that damage plants. They keep the pest population under control organically, reducing the need for chemical pesticides. Lastly, earthworms improve the soil by creating a complex of tunnels that allows air and water to flow through the soil more easily. This helps the plants receive the nutrients they need more efficiently. So, remember, these animals aren't just visitors, they're partners. By welcoming them, you're not only protecting your garden, but also giving back to nature.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, garden lovers. Have you thought about how nature can take care of your garden? Today, let's talk about animals that can actually help your garden grow strong and healthy. First, we have ants, the tiny gardeners. They loosen the soil so air and water can reach roots, and they recycle dead insects into fertilizer, supporting natural plant growth. Second, spiders may look scary, but they're your garden's silent guards. They catch mosquitoes and flies, keeping your garden balanced and pest-free. Next, lizards help gardens by eating harmful pests and insects that damage plants. They keep the pest population under control organically, reducing the need for chemical pesticides. Lastly, earthworms improve the soil by creating a complex of tunnels that allows air and water to flow through the soil more easily. This helps the plants receive the nutrients they need more efficiently. So, remember, these animals aren't just visitors, they're partners. By welcoming them, you're not only protecting your garden, but also giving back to nature.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
(18번부터는) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.